This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Rescue crews in Turkey and Syria worked Tuesday to find survivors buried in the rubble of buildings toppled by powerful earthquakes that struck the region Monday and left more than 5,000 people dead. After a night in which temperatures fell close to freezing, Tuesday brought more earthquakes, with 20 registering of a magnitude of 4.0 or greater, shaking the area along the border between the two countries. In Geneva, at a meeting of senior World Health Organization officials Tuesday, WHO Senior Emergency Officer Adelaide Marshang said physically getting aid to the areas that need it is proving difficult.
Besides massive destruction, the road access in many areas is disrupted inside Turkey and across the border inside northwest Syria. WHO recognizes Turkey's strong capacity to respond and considers that the main unmet needs may be in Syria in the immediate and midterm.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the numbers do not tell the whole story about the perilous situation in the region, saying it is now a race against time. Officials in Ukraine say Russian shelling has damaged a hospital and apartment buildings in Ukraine ahead of what Kyiv says is a brewing Moscow offensive planned for the anniversary of its invasion later this month. Authorities said Tuesday the shelling in the northeastern town of Voshansk caused multiple fires, including in the town's two-story municipal hospital. Voshansk is in the Kharkiv region, which is occupied by Russia after its full-scale invasion began February 24, 2022, and subsequently was retaken by Ukraine during a late-summer counteroffensive. The anticipated Russian push may seek to recapture territory Moscow lost in that counteroffensive, but military analysts express skepticism about the potential impact of a Russian assault. This is VOA News.